Real Ghost Stories Online.
Have you ever been drawn to a house? Just drawn into it. For some reason, you're fascinated with it, wondering what goes on in that house. What does it look like? What is its history? Who lives there? Why do they live there? Everything, all those questions that run through someone's mind as they think about the topic of that house. What if you could go to that house as an adult and live there? The house that maybe fascinated you throughout all of your childhood. You buy it, you fix it up, and you try to call it home. But through all of your attempts to make it home, the house does not want you in it. Drives you apart. Apart from your wife, apart from your family. Destroys relationships. Makes you question your own sanity. The house that drew you in so tightly, then rejects you so violently. That's precisely what happens in our next story. Take a listen. This is a story I can hardly tell. It's a true twist of fate. To start from the beginning would take some time. It's so strange, but all true. All facts can be proven. I grew up in North Terre Haute, Indiana. As a young man, I go to a local store that served lunches to school kids. It was located behind a gas station and across from a local tavern. The old man that owned the store was a scary-looking fellow with a hardened face and flat-top haircut. He had a raspy voice and a no-nonsense personality. I always felt that he was harmless, but there was something about him that always made my guts stir. He and his wife lived near my home. He was near a gas station that we would always ride our bikes to. It was one of the nicest homes in the area. I can remember stopping in front of the home to just stare in wonderment of what was in there. Never saw anyone at or around the house, just lights at night, very dimly lit. As time went by and I became a teen in high school, Thanksgiving morning, the late 70s, I believe, I watched this gentleman die. My father and I were on our way to the grocery store for my mother and were among the first to arrive at a horrible auto accident. A kid that I went to school with and later I worked with him for a few years had a Buick Wildcat that had dual exhaust. He'd drop that car into low and nail it to hear the pipes roar. I rode in that car a few times. That morning, this gentleman, Mr. Stapleton, was visiting his brother's business and was pulling out onto the highway at the same time as a car turning another direction. My friend from school passed the car on the wrong side and T-boned Mr. Stapleton's car. Witnesses said that he dropped the car into low and nailed it when he hit Mr. Stapleton, killing him. Years went by and I watched the house go downhill and eventually forgot about it altogether. I married, and shortly after the birth of my second child, I bought a home near my parents and remodeled it. We were all happy and content until one day I drove by the old Stapleton home and saw they were getting ready for an estate sale. On the day of the sale, I went with my youngest daughter to buy a rocking chair that was listed. After looking at the house, I went inside to look around and I was amazed that the home was well built in the 1960s. I had a few strange feelings but dismissed them as a sixth sense came over me for a short time. I got really into the home and the possibilities that it had. With nothing more than barely 20% down, I bought the home. I was shocked, and so was my wife. I had no idea how this home would change our lives. I started the day tearing out the old and making a new home. Totally gutted most of the house, modernized it. It was big and it was beautiful. Little did I know that the strange happenings of this home would haunt me and stay with me to this very day. It started when I stripped the basement and walked out the attached two-car garages. I'd work very late and sometimes stay alone in the home, wake up and work some more. I had a deadline with the bank and my love for the home drove me on. One night my father and I were working in the basement. I'd cut a hedge hole on the living room floor to place a stairwell to a new basement family room. We heard someone open the back door and walk across the floor to approximately where we were, but above us. I yelled out, "Down here!" With no reply. I went up a ladder. No one was there. We were puzzled. We laughed it off, though. Next few nights are filled with strange happenings. I'd encounter moving cold spots and could follow them in and out of rooms. It's probably just drafting from a big old home. Spots could chill you to the bone, though. One night on a hot summer evening, I was working with my dog, Sam, a German Shepherd. It was very nervous acting. She'd jump up and bark and growl at something. I thought nothing of it until I heard a big bang noise come from the master bedroom. I investigated the problem and found that the bathroom door slammed shut. Sam was barking at the door. A drafty old house. There were logical explanations for the happenings. I thought nothing of it and very logical, open-minded. I'd later come to realize that a power unseen was at hand. I never believed, but now I'm very sensitive to spirits and strange happenings. I learned over time not to listen with my ears, but my inner feelings, first impression sort of thing. While working on the home, I'd hear strange noises and unexplained silly things. The master bath door slammed from time to time and got stuck at one point, jammed shut. I removed the door, trimmed the uneven portion from the bottom, and rehung it. That lasted for a while. I finished the home and moved my family in and started to enjoy the home and its fireplaces and open space. It was then that we all experienced more strange things. I awoke to my wife yelling at me about the new kitchen cabinets that I installed. It seemed that someone opened all the doors during the night. Over the next few months, this happened several times. I took the blame as a prank, not wanting to scare my wife and kids. I put every dime I had into this home. I could not leave. Got to be such a joke that we would hear someone come in the back door while we were downstairs and walk across the floor, and every time the same thing. Not a soul in sight. It was all so real. One night, my two daughters were sleeping, and I awoke to creak noises in the hallway. I then heard someone walking down the hallway and grabbed my youngest daughter's doorknob and twist it several times. I yelled at my oldest, who was handicapped, to get back to bed. So often would night walk in total darkness. She'd not have the ability to fear the darkness. I got up to investigate. My oldest was sleeping soundly, and my youngest had a small dog that was at this time barking. I looked in on her, and she told me to stop making the dog bark. I stood in the hall, freezing and thinking, this is real. The next morning, she told me that turning her doorknob and making the dog bark was not funny. I laughed and played it off as my fault. Soon after that, Sam stayed in the garage, just under our bedroom. She barked so aggressively that I would have to get up and scold her. Then I discovered that every time she barked, the basement window was wide open. My wife and I both experienced this. Repeatedly, the dog would bark, the window would be open. I bent the latch on the window so it could not be opened. This was fine for a couple of weeks, and then one night, Sam barked, and the next morning the window was open, and this really got our attention. It was soon after that that many unexplained things continued to happen. Glasses flying out of the kitchen cabinets in the middle of the night. Doors slamming. The bathroom door. I removed it and trimmed it 5 times. One time leaving a 1-inch gap to stop it from sticking. It was unbelievable. The door was level and plumb. One evening, we were in the family room downstairs and heard someone enter the house via the back door and glass break. I jumped up, ran up downstairs, find the vase on a fireplace mantle was broken on the floor. The door was locked. I was mad and I yelled, "We are a family and we live here now. We're good people. Leave us alone." Things are quiet for a while and nothing remarkable happened until a cold January night. We've been in the country all day, playing in the snow and quad runners, and arrived back home in the early evening. I backed my truck into the drive and opened that garage to let Sam out. She greeted me and made me scratch her head and was just as happy to see me. She would not leave my side. She acted strangely to me. Again, that feeling happened, but I dismissed it. I left Sam at the entrance to the garage and told her to do her duty. Got into my truck, looked in the mirror, and saw Sam just fold up and fall on her face. She dropped dead. I picked her up and took her inside, built a fire in the family room fireplace, and me, my wife, and kids held Sam and cried. As I went to put the quads away, the basement window was open. Sam had clawed and chewed at something. Marks on the wall from her efforts painted a picture as clear as could be. That feeling made my blood run cold. I'll never forget it. In the weeks after Sam died, everything calmed down. No feelings, no unexplained noises, everything went well. Until one March evening. It's something I'll never get over. My wife and I had been fighting. Our marriage was coming to an end, and we were trying to get back on track by going to Saturday evening mass. We were all standing at the door in the family room getting ready to walk out, and there was a laundry room between the family room and the garage. I started to open the door to the laundry room with the family right behind me, and something was pushing the door from the back side. I was fighting the force back and forth until it slammed on me. I got mad and burst the door open with force. Nobody or nothing was in the way. My wife and kids witnessed this. It was truly the last straw for me. At this point, I was very frightened and mad. The house tore us apart. It changed me and us forever. I moved out shortly after while divorcing. My youngest daughter moved to the basement family room with her girlfriend. She stated that clocks would not keep time. I had seen this happen too. She and her girlfriend saw a lamp fly across the room and hit the wall above the bed. They moved upstairs at night. Many strange things happened while I was living there. I tried to explain them and convince myself that it was nothing. I was wrong. The whole experience did something to me that will be with me forever. I dream of my experiences from time to time. I left something unfinished there. I just can't put my finger on what. I stop short each time I get close to it. It still haunts me to this day. That's what made me confess this. Maybe getting this out will give me some insight. The house was sold shortly after we divorced. It sold in 3 days. I wonder if the new occupants have any strange happenings. There's so much more to tell. I wish I could write it down, but I fear that nobody will believe me and mock us for what we feel is a ghost. I want to go back and talk to the new residents, but I fear that I may open a chapter that I can't finish since I no longer live there. I can say I truly saw figures at times of someone or something, or maybe just shadows from the corner of my eye. Nevertheless, the feeling I got was certainly the presence of a spirit.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.